Here's today's In Touch Reflection on the Beatitudes.
This month's reflection is based on verse 10 of Matthew chapter 5. Jesus is speaking. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Each of Jesus' statements in the Beatitudes includes a way of being and a promised result if those of us who are believers embody the trait described. But we're not meant to pick and choose from the various benefits and respective costs, as if we could decide which challenges we're willing to take on. Jesus presented them as a unified whole. Our understanding of each beatitude both depends on and affects the others. In other words, to be truly righteous means we embody everything in Matthew 5, verses 3 through 14. We're never free of the calling to obey God, whether or not that makes sense to our culture. This is true even if the world despises us because of Him. And when we embrace rejection for the sake of righteousness, we receive heavenly rewards and what all people long for but can't find anywhere else, the light and goodness of our Creator, in whose love we are truly free. Take a look at John 8, verse 12, and verses 31 through 36. Think about it. Matthew 5, verse 3 promises the same outcome as verse 10, "For theirs is the kingdom of heaven." How are poverty of spirit and persecution for righteousness' sake related? And how might the other traits described in the Beatitudes lead to persecution?